Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. One of the most alarming results of the advanced homosexual agenda is the effect it has and will have on our children in public schools. Recently in California, Governor Brown signed into law a bill mandating the endorsement of what Gary Bauer subtitles queer studies. This new gay history curriculum now defends the views of only 3% of the population and indoctrinates children in a counter-Christian worldview, but it's been seriously opposed by many Christians there. Kevin Jennings, the appointee of the president to the Safe Schools Czar position, tried to implement a homosexual classroom act. It was fortunately stopped and thereby spared many students from what many would call thought control and political correctness. Sex education in many schools is no longer centered in biology or physiology, but in exposing children oftentimes to a very early age to sexual practices as well as perversions. So how can we protect the innocence of our children, and how serious is this issue? Well, today our guest is Linda Harvey from Mission America to help us understand the severity of the issue and how we might respond to it. Welcome, Linda. We're delighted to have you.
I'm so glad to be on your program.
Just give us a little bio of yourself and your ministry, please.
Well, I am a former advertising and marketing executive in the area of healthcare and insurance, and so that brings a lot, you know, to the table on some of these issues. And then because I decided to stay home with my children and do consulting work in the early 90s, I also had time to pursue my childhood faith, and I became a Christian from being a progressive feminist and a moderately liberal person for most of my adult life. And so huge worldview change, and as a result, we started Mission America in 1995, which is basically a media ministry where I write and speak, and I have a daily radio show on an Ohio-based Salem Communications Network. And so just trying to do my part to get the word out on the conservative and Christian voice on some of these cultural issues.
Well, you must be very well aware, then, of the serious threat it is. Just give us a brief example, or how serious you really think the threat is to our children in the future.
Well, this is the issue that probably I've concentrated on a number of them, but this one is probably the one that I have spent the most time on. Because as a mom, when I learned in the mid-90s about what was even then being promoted to our kids in the schools, I just was outraged. I realized that many, many parents didn't know, and if they knew, I think many more would take action, particularly in the public schools. But it's not going to end there. It will go into the Christian schools the way the trend is. But there are so many examples I could give you. I think I'll just give a couple of trends here. The biggest thing I think people could grasp onto quickly is the explosion of the number of student homosexual clubs in our public schools. In the early 1990s, there were just a handful. There were maybe 10 that people could find on the in the Northeast, the liberal Northeast, and on the left coast, as people call California. It is now 4,000 and growing. It's the trend now, it's the rule rather than the exception in most schools. And it's not simply high schools. There are now many homosexual student clubs in middle schools, if you can believe it. The reason for this is and that's just an indicator of the growing promotion of homosexuality, the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, that's even cross-dressing agenda in our schools, which many activist organizations have been pushing and pushing, and with the explosion of the Internet and crossing many boundaries and networking this relatively small group of people, it has just exploded. And it's now the rule rather than the exception in many, many schools.
Well, quick question, just because we're going to go on with this interview, and that is, would Christian groups be allowed the same privilege, or because Christian are so-called religious and they're not, they don't get the same opportunity?
No, the Christian groups have the same opportunity, and that's part of the actually the problem. I put that in quotes. The homosexual activist groups have used a federal law called the Equal Access Act that was passed in the mid-'80s to allow for Christian groups and no viewpoint discrimination in schools. What they've done is they have just redefined all the terms. They have now forced, with the muscle of the ACLU and various other legal groups, including the National Education Association, by the way, the largest union in the country, not just the largest teachers union, but the largest union is solidly behind this immorality and this dangerous agenda. But they've used their legal muscle, the ACLU, to force schools to accept based on the fact that it's a different viewpoint, and you can't discriminate based on viewpoint, these homosexual clubs in schools. So where local communities have tried, and I still urge parents to try, because I think there are angles they can use to get these out of local schools, but where they've tried, often the ACLU comes in with its national money and its national muscle and tells parents, oh, no, you must allow this on your in your school. And now it's down into middle schools as well as the, and of course, the here's the other big angle that's being used now. It's no longer in sex education only. It's throughout the curriculum. It's in language arts. It's in social studies. And what they're doing is they're wrapping this around the civil rights and the social justice movement and saying that homosexuality is just like race, that people are born this way. Well, we know there's no evidence that people are born this way. That is, they don't ever substantiate that with the facts. Well, the facts just aren't there. And so kids are learning that in order, if you are a person who opposes homosexuality, you're like a racial bigot. That's why the virulence and the extreme intolerance of other viewpoints, we're seeing that so much among our young people because they're being, frankly, indoctrinated with mythology.
Well, let me go to one major question then in the short time we have left. Mm-hmm. What do you think pastors and parents should do to hopefully prevent the indoctrination of our children in schools?
The biggest thing we can do is to arm our children against the talking points of this agenda. And our website, many other of the major pro-family groups' websites have many, many talking points. Kids need to be armed with the truth so that they can, first in their own minds, the battle is first in their own minds, that they start doubting the truth of Scripture when they hear this at school. But then secondly, where they can speak up in classes and speak up to their friends and not doubt the truth of Scripture on this. They need to know that marriage, people are not being denied equality on marriage. This is in high schools everywhere. Kids are hearing this. No, everybody has the right to marry now. It's because it's a man and a woman. So, you know, those kinds of simple things. Youth groups, pastors, that's a great venue for kids to be learning the truth that will counteract what they're hearing in schools. And don't believe for a second that this isn't coming to the Christian schools, because it is.
We just have about a minute left, and I guess I can only ask one more question, and that is, candidly, how would you grade the evangelical church in addressing this issue? And then secondly, if we have time, Christian parents.
The churches would get about a D-, because they simply run from this issue now, or if they talk about it, they talk about it in broad terms in Scripture, and which is great. That's where it should start, but they can't end there. They need to equip kids with worldview training, and it doesn't take very much time to give them the key points that they need. And Christian parents, again, it's pretty bad. Most Christian parents don't want to get involved. They really don't want to speak up and join together when there's tons of them. And I've been part of it in my own community back in the 90s when I first got involved in this, and we managed to hold off a homosexual club for a good number of years. I think that's And when our kids left school, I think then it went forward, unfortunately. But you can at least slow this down in your community.
Would it be true to say, and this is my last question for 13 seconds, maybe 14, would you say that the homosexual agenda includes the direct target of children to keep the next generation on board with them?
Oh, absolutely. And the problem is the more vulnerable kids are the ones who are going to be involved in it. But the rest, the problem is the rest are coming along and approving of what these kids are doing. And that undermines the belief in Scripture.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. We certainly pray God will bless your ministry. What's your website so parents and pastors can get those talking points?
MissionAmerica.com. MissionAmerica.com.
Thank you so much. We deeply appreciate your time with us today. And remember, parents, and remember, pastors, and remember, churches, when we stand before the Lord Jesus, he's going to say, what did you do with this problem? And if we just avoid it, we're going to have a big accountability problem. God bless.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.